There is no singing in this episode, so there. And come one, come all, come join the ball, 'cause in the end, Mark D will fall. Well, guess what, Satan? You're not going to get me, so fuck you. I'm Mark D. I don't really know what that was, but this is just going to be a silly episode, just a goofy one, babe. It may get ridiculous. So where were we? Oh, yeah, I was walking on my lunch break. It was a crowded area with like a lot of students and stuff, and some disheveled-ish and drugged out kid kind of leapt from out of nowhere and was like, "Does anyone know where the metro stop is?" No one paid much attention to him, but attention must be paid, goddammit. Isn't attention must be paid? I think that's a line from Arthur Miller's Death of a Salesman. And speaking of salesmen, go watch the Essential documentary by the Maisels brothers from 1969 entitled Salesman. It's like the real-life stories of a bunch of Willy Lomans. Anyway, I just told the kid shit, man. I don't know where the station is. And the kid kind of relaxed a bit and kind of was focused on me. And he said, "Man, you look like a vampire." I'm tall and pale. And I told him, "Yeah, I've always been really pale. And I have circles under my eyes and red eyes." And the kid said, "Yeah, man. And I mean it as a compliment." And I was like, "Totally, no problem." And I kind of did take it as a compliment. I mean, vampires are usually pretty fucking dapper and cool. And so on my way back into work, I stopped off in the bathroom. I looked at my reflection and I was like, "Dude, you kind of do look like a vampire." But alas, I could see my reflection. So I'm not vampire material yet, but I will get there. Okay, so another episode of You Know You're Stoned When. So I haven't been drinking, really. But I have been sipping the occasional THC drink or three. And so anyway, there's this soup I goddamn love. It's the Kettle and Fire brand of lentil vegetable soup. Shit, you put a bunch of salt in this fucker and it's delicious. So anyway, I was pretty stoned and I was cooking the soup. I was stirring it and tasting it, coming back, stirring it, tasting it some more, add some salt. And then after about 5 minutes of this shit, I was like, "Dude, this soup is not getting hot." And I looked and the fucking oven wasn't even on. I mean, 2 minutes earlier, I was like Anthony Bourdain over here, totally convinced I was making soup. But it was a funny moment. And when I saw the oven wasn't on, I literally said out loud to myself, "You fucking idiot." I've been like saying stuff out loud and having more conversations with myself. Nothing weird. It's just like I'm the most interesting person I know. So why wouldn't I want to have a conversation with myself? And welcome to a new episode. Please enter here on the right.
You are my density. You are my density.
Okay, this next section is going to be a little bit different than usual. I usually kind of try and write down everything, but I've been lazy this week, and so I just kind of have an email to myself with notes on it, so this may get a little rough. So anyway, Mother's Day is coming up, and I'm like the worst with holidays, and my mom has like done so much for me, so I'm like, okay, I'm going to buy her something. And her vision and eyes have been bugging her lately, so I bought her like a good eye supplement. Yes, we will unpack my supplement fixation more thoroughly at some point, but let me tell you, it's dark and depraved. Not really. But the other thing, whenever I do buy someone a gift, I literally have to tell the person within about an hour that I bought them a gift. And then I almost completely describe what the gift is. Yes, I am the worst. But anyway, I had drank a little THC drink and I was like, you know, it was like kind of late and I was like, "Let's buy my mom something else." And there's like a Leatherby's ice cream shop near my mom and she likes dessert occasionally. So I was like, "Fuck it, let's try and buy her some gift card thing." So I bought her a digital card from Leatherby's, and it was like emailed to her with $10 on the card. And then on the digital card, I wrote, "Happy Mother's Day. Yes, I'm high. Just kidding." Well, I did write "just kidding" on the card, but I was high. And so I came up with a few scenes here of varying quality. Okay, two super old guys, John and Gary, are sitting on a bench in a park. And John says, "You know, they used to call me Pizza Box Butt in high school." And Gary says, "What? What is Pizza Box Butt? What does that even mean?" And John says, "To this day, I have no earthly idea." And then John and Gary get off the bench, and we cut to like behind John and Gary walking, and John's butt literally looks like two pizza boxes. End of scene. Acting, thank you. So here's a kind of decent Jack Nicholson-style quote. Picture Jack as a principal in a high school. He's in his office with the school's nurse, who found some kind of rolled cigarette on one of the students. And Jack says, we don't know what this is. I mean, it could be tobacco. It could be marijuana laced with angel dust and ketamine. But there's really only one way to find out. And the nurse says, what? And Jack says, I'm going to have to smoke it. I wasn't sure what was funnier. I'm going to have to smoke it, or I'm going to have to smoke this. I'm not sure. Okay, here's one, like an Al Pacino type quote. He's talking to some teenage boy who's just come out of the last day of school. The boy says, Grandpa, I couldn't do it. I couldn't tell Tracy that I liked her. And Al says, now listen, this is one of those moments, okay? You either go do it now, or you don't do it. But if you don't do it, trust me, kid, you will regret it for the rest of your life. And the kid musters up his courage and says, okay, starts to walk back into the school, and then immediately turns around crying, I can't do it. And Al says, that's it? That's all you got after I gave you that speech? Not the best Al Pacino impersonation there, sorry. And you know what phrase never fails to crack me up? When someone uses the word toads to describe their parents. Like a kid is sitting in front of school, another friend pulls up in his car and is like, dude, you want a lift? And the kid sitting down says, nah, man, the toads are coming to pick me up. And here's another one. A quite old woman comes out from her apartment dressed very scantily and inappropriately, stuffed into her tight dress with saggy flesh hanging down. And her friend walks up. The old woman says, I hear the young men like 'em seasoned. And the friend says, Marge, they don't like 'em that seasoned. And do you ever just say, man, it would be nice to be high right now? I mean, not right now because I'm already high, but you know what I mean? Okay, here's a bad Frank Sinatra song. Okay, yes, I said I wasn't going to sing. I lied, but this isn't really me singing. It's more of like a joke. Okay, here's a terrible made-up Frank Sinatra song. There's something beautiful about that. I mean, it came from out of nowhere. Had to be a lucky guess that we would end up meeting with your lovely yellow dress. You think I'm talking fiction when I'm really talking fact. There's something beautiful about that. Oh my God, what the hell is going on here? Okay, a couple of stoners are talking, and one says, okay, so the code is 111, and we have to cut the red wire first. Okay, you got it? And the other stoner says, yeah, man, no problem, no problem. Wait, what were we talking about? And this is one where I kind of overindulged in the THC drinks. This is so silly, and maybe no one has ever said this before, but get ready. It's like an older guy talking to a younger boy. So you see, you just stick your hand right up the alligator's butthole. The quality is starting to dip here, but let's just end on a couple of pretty crappy ones. Anyway, Matthew McConaughey type line. He opens up the hotel blinds and Times Square appears there with the people and the bustle. And McConaughey says, man, this is it. This is fucking it. And this one pretty much sucks. But just picture like a young Matt Dillon yelling at some big bully and he says, lay off the steroids, you fucking meathead. Now, I've just been kind of scattered the last week, and I haven't been really watching movies. I did go see the Pavements documentary, more on that later, but there's this movie, The Shortcut, this ridiculous kind of, you know, thriller, and I just, it's taken me about 10 days, and I still have like 30 minutes left, so I have to watch. It's enjoyable as hell. I just have been so like, you know, my attention span is kind of all over the place. But anyway, after seeing the Pavements documentary, I was listening to some songs on Spotify, and it put up some song, you know, recommended some song from some band called Hell Girl. They're from New York City. They're brand new. I mean, the songs have less than 1,000 listens. And so anyway, I was like, okay, I listened to one song. I was like, this is pretty good. I kind of like this. And sometimes then I'll dip into the album. It's rare when I hear a song from someone I don't know and I dip into the album. So I did, and I was like, okay, a lot of this stuff is pretty fucking good. And there's this one song on there. It's called Spoilers. And it is like, 90s perfection. I mean, listen to this fucking thing and tell me it's not genius, okay? Spoilers. I'll put a link downstairs or whatever below. And let's just end on another entry in the Mouthguard Tales. I bought some shitty, inexpensive plastic thing from Amazon where you fucking put it in boiling water and then chew on it and then cut it and all this bullshit. And it did kind of work. And alas, at some point here in Los Angeles, I threw the fucking thing away. But the good thing is it's like $15 to buy two of them. I refuse to buy an actual $500 fucking mouthguard until I have insurance again that'll cover it. But if these plastic things work and I throw them out occasionally, well, it's not that big of a deal. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm still an idiot, but at least it's less costly. And we'll just end on kind of a funny little anecdote from this Christy Brinkley's new biography. It's called Uptown Girl. She was famously married to Billy Joel. They separated, obviously, and he was kind of a pretty big drunk in his time. But there was just a funny fucking quote from the book where she says that Billy Joel, like, had a delusional drunk outburst where he had, like, accused his bandmates of eating a pot of pasta that he had just eaten himself. I mean, that's like drunk, and I've been fucking drunk. I don't think I've ever been like, hey, man, who ate my pot of pasta? But anyway, Billy Joel, I love you. See you next week.